My name is Dr. Austin T, and you are listening to Psych Chat. Welcome to episode 43 of Psych Chat. My name is Dr. Austin Tay, and I am an organizational psychologist. In this podcast, I discuss workplace issues and offer tips for navigating the complex world of work. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, welcome. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. For returning listeners, welcome back, and thank you for your continued support. In today's episode, I will explore the topic of happiness at work. As an organizational psychologist, I have seen firsthand how employee happiness and job satisfaction can impact productivity, engagement, and overall well-being. Humans have an innate desire for happiness. It's the one thing that unites us, regardless of our differences. While happiness may mean different things to different people, certain universal elements contribute to a happy and fulfilling life. One of the most important factors contributing to happiness is having meaningful connections with others. Whether it's through close relationships with family and friends, or being part of a community, having a sense of belonging can provide a deep sense of fulfillment that cannot be found elsewhere. Another key element of happiness is personal fulfillment. This can come from pursuing our passions, achieving our goals, and finding a sense of purpose in life. When we feel that our lives have meaning and that we are making a positive impact on the world, we are more likely to experience a sense of joy and contentment. Finding joy in simplicity is another important aspect of happiness. Whether it's enjoying a beautiful sunset, reading a good book, or spending time in nature, taking the time to appreciate the simple things in life can bring us a sense of peace and happiness that cannot be found elsewhere. Happiness is a goal that we all aim for, and is not out of reach when we prioritize developing meaningful connections, following our interests, and finding pleasure in the little things in life. But in the context of happiness at work, let us look at how should we be quantifying happiness. The Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen was started to answer three important questions. Number one, how do we measure happiness? Number two, why are some people happier than others? And lastly, how can we improve our quality of life? The Institute has developed a new metric called Well-being Adjusted Life Years, or WALYS for short, to measure the return of investment of happiness and evaluate the impact and sustainability of investment in various domains, including healthcare. The metric is a powerful measure that provides a common currency of impact for decision-making based on solid evidence and experience. It helps to make better decisions that lead to better lives and a better world. The metric aims to measure and model subjective well-being precisely, quantifying the happiness return on investment. It allows for thoroughly evaluating the impact and sustainability of investments, proving a deeper understanding of health and well-being. According to the Institute, the metric is an effective tool for discovery which estimates potential benefits based on existing data sources and evaluation, which measures the actual benefits of ongoing interventions. Now, the metric is intended to guide decision-making, inform public and private investments, and ensure the effectiveness of interventions in improving well-being and facilitating greater lives for humanity. As I alluded, today I'm going to be talking about happiness at work. We have talked about what happiness is, what happiness can be measured, and how it's measured. How then is happiness measured in the context of a workplace? Now, according to the Happiness Research Institute, to measure happiness in the workplace, they suggested some steps. Number one, identifying the key symptoms. That is to review the list of symptoms identified in analysis, such as loneliness, depression, anxiety, optimism, engagement, vitality, and self-sufficiency. Determine which symptoms are most relevant to workplace happiness. Step number two, collect data. Use surveys or questionnaires to collect data from employees about their workplace experiences of these symptoms. Ask employees to rate their loneliness, depression, anxiety, optimism, engagement, vitality, and self-sufficiency. Step number three, analyze the data. Use statistical analysis techniques to determine each symptom's impact on workplace happiness, and then calculate the prevalence rates of each symptoms and their association with workplace satisfaction or other measures of happiness. Step number four, estimate well-being burdens. That is, use the prevalence rates and associations with workplace happiness to estimate the well-being burdens associated with each symptoms at an individual and population level. This can be done by calculating the well-being adjusted life years loss due to each symptom. And lastly, step five, monitor and track changes. Regularly collect data on workplace happiness and the prevalence of symptoms to monitor changes over time. Analyze the data to identify improvement areas and track interventions' effectiveness. It is important to note that workplace happiness is a complex concept, and measuring it requires considering factors beyond just symptoms. Other factors such as job satisfaction, work-life balance, and organizational culture should also be considered. Now that we have talked about how we could measure happiness at work, let us delve on the fact that why is happiness so important at work? Numerous studies have revealed that content and joyful employees tend to be more productive, innovative, and dedicated to the company. When individuals feel a sense of satisfaction and involvement in their work, they are inclined to put in extra effort, develop unique concepts, and contribute significantly to the organization's overall achievements. Recent studies have highlighted the significance of employee happiness. Research findings indicate that it can lead to better physical and mental health outcomes. Happier employees tend to experience lower stress, anxiety, and burnt-out levels. This can translate into reduced absenteeism and healthcare costs for organizations. On the other hand, unhappy employees can have a considerable impact on a company's resources. They are more susceptible to burnout, tend to take more sick days, and may eventually leave the organization. All this can result in high turnover rates, decreased morale, and ultimately a negative impact on the company's finances. So what are the factors that can help to contribute happiness at work? According to research, several key factors contribute to happiness at work. Number one, meaningful work. Research conducted by Steger et al. In 2012 indicates that employees tend to be happier when their work is meaningful and aligns with their values. To achieve this, the employees must have a clear understanding of how their role contributes to the organization's mission and also feel a sense of purpose in their daily tasks. Studies that have found employees who feel that their work has a purpose are more likely to experience positive emotions, higher levels of engagement, and greater job satisfaction. Therefore, providing opportunities for employees to connect their work with a broader purpose can effectively increase their happiness and overall well-being. Number two, autonomy and control. Now, according to Dacey and Ryan's research in 2000, providing employees with a sense of autonomy and control over their work can significantly increase their job satisfaction and overall happiness. This can be achieved by letting employees participate in decision-making processes, offering flexible work arrangements, or encouraging them to take on new challenges. Research has also emphasized the significance of perceived control and its effect on the well-being of employees. A study that was conducted in 2022 found that employees tend to experience higher levels of job satisfaction, lower levels of stress, and improved work-life balance when they feel they have greater autonomy and flexibility in how they approach their work. Factor number three, positive relations. Strong positive relations with colleagues and managers can significantly increase employee happiness. A trusting, respectful, and collaborative culture can help maintain employee engagement and job satisfaction. Research done in 2021 highlighted the significance of social support and its influence on employee well-being. Employees with a strong network of supportive colleagues and managers tend to experience higher job satisfaction, less burnout, and a greater sense of belonging within the organization. So what can organizations do? What kind of strategies can they then apply to boost happiness at work? There are a few factors that can be considered by organization. Number one, encourage work-life balance. It is crucial to ensure that employees have the opportunity to disconnect from work and take time to recharge their batteries. This can be achieved by offering flexible scheduling and remote work options or encouraging regular breaks and vacations. A study conducted in 2021 emphasized the importance of work-life balance and its impact on employee well-being. Providing employees with the necessary resources and support to manage their work and personal responsibilities can increase job satisfaction, reduce stress, and improve health and well-being. Number two, provide opportunities for growth and development. Investing in your employees' professional development is crucial for their growth and the organization's success. An organization can achieve this by offering training, mentorship programs, or opportunities to take on new responsibilities. Providing these opportunities can help employees feel valued and motivated to continue contributing to the organization. According to emerging research, employees with access to growth and development opportunities are more likely to experience job satisfaction, increased engagement, and a stronger commitment to the organization. Additionally, providing these opportunities can help organizations attract and retain top talent. Lastly, factor number three, foster a positive work culture. Creating a work environment that values open communication, collaboration, and mutual respect is essential. Organizations should encourage team building activities, recognition program, and social events to help employees feel connected and appreciated. Studies conducted by Schneider et al. In 2021 emphasize the importance of a positive work culture and its impact on employee well-being. Organizations that foster a culture of trust, support, and camaraderie tend to have higher levels of job satisfaction, organizational commitment, and overall employee well-being. So, what are the takeaways from today's episode on happiness at work? Number one, happiness at work is crucial for employee productivity, engagement, and well-being. Number two, key factors contributing to happiness at work include meaningful work, autonomy and control, and positive relationships. Number three, employers can boost happiness by encouraging work-life balance, providing growth opportunities, and fostering a positive work culture. Number four, employees can also increase their happiness by finding meaning in their work, communicating their needs, and building strong relationships with colleagues. Number five, investing in employee happiness can significantly impact an organization's bottom line and overall success. Lastly, happiness at work is a complex topic, but by understanding the key factors and implementing effective strategies, both employers and employee can work towards creating a more fulfilling and satisfying work experience. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send them to sitechat@omnisite.com or tweet to site_chat. You have been listening to Site Chat. This podcast is brought to you by Omnisite Consulting. We are a team of psychologists with a wealth of experience working with individuals, teams, and organizations in coaching, executive selection, assessment and development, career transitioning, and workplace intervention. Omnisite Consulting exists to solve the critical issues facing our clients, both large and small. Our approach is to tailor-make each service to meet the requirements of our clients. Our broad range of services and solutions helps individuals and organizations to facilitate change, achieve their vision, and optimize performance and productivity.